January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
I got some good news and bad news, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the bad news is our inconsiderate, not mask wearing, is risking desks. That's right, desks. That's according to Mr. Biden. But the good news is the ever-loving, ever-given is free. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That big old container ship got yanked off the side of the Suez Canal and has now made its way out, and the traffic is flowing again. And the American adversaries are here again on a Monday, and we want to thank you for being there as we come to you on the big, new, bolder, stronger, and yes, indeed, more important to listen to than ever before, AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. You could also be listening at the AnswerOrlando.com website, where we would like you to join the Answer Seekers Club and the Regnery Book Club. You can also listen on your Alexa devices, and you can still download the free Answer Orlando app into your smart devices. And don't forget our excellent website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And, of course, the curator of that is Matt Buff, and he will be here at 7 to do the Buff Show. And then don't forget Carl Jackson will be here at 8. And then finally, of course, you can watch, see, and hear me on the Titan Cave Cam tonight because I'm alone in the studio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can see and hear us on Facebook, and that is our Red Hot Can't Be Stopped Facebook page, American Adversaries on Facebook. And here's a tip of the hat to you folks who have been watching, listening, and subscribing and liking and all of that good stuff. Us, we appreciate that. All right, so yes, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. Gabriel Cassiano is on the bridge. Jeff will be back in a few days, and by the way, when he gets back, we got some tickets to give away to, I believe it's next week's, or yeah, I think it's next week's Pro Wrestling 2.0 Heroes and Legends matches. So anyway, that'll be in the future, but here we are today. John Barros had to take care of some business taxes and stuff, so he'll be here shortly. And Rick Brown is taking care of his mama bear. Brenda is still in
need of prayers. Let me just put it that way. She needs prayers. She's still having some health issues. And, of course, today, our gorgeous lady of wrestling, Sunny California girl, California is in California. And, of course, she's going into the hospital this week to have some surgery there. So we want you to keep her in your prayers. And we want to thank you for your prayers for Dan Nostradinus' father-in-law. He passed away. He passed over early Saturday morning. And his injuries were just too severe for the skills and all the great technology that we have in our medical system, medical care. It's amazing that he survived at all that crash, if you'd have seen the vehicle. But nonetheless, we want to thank you for your prayers for Dan. And then Nostradinus asked that you now redirect those prayers to for his wife, Sharon, and her sister, Liz, who now have to take care of affairs. So we appreciate all of that so very, very much. And Nostradinus won't be here tonight, and Rick won't be here tonight. And by the way, Abe Katzman is not going to be with us as well. His voice is kind of giving out on him. You know, the elections are tomorrow there, and so we'll try to get him on tomorrow or Wednesday to give us the outcome of the elections in Israel. And perhaps this time they will get enough one way or the other to have a definitive government that can form. But if it can't, I'd just soon have had it the way it has been for a while anyway, because this is much better than having a far left-wing government in charge. I think we all understand that here in the United States anyway. That is for sure. But we do have the mayor of, I guess now he's the former mayor of Winter Springs, Charles Lacey, who's going to be in with us in the second hour of the show. And we're going to talk about a little bit of local politics and the need for some candidates around here and some of the offices that we need those candidates to step up and run for. So that'll be in the second hour of the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you would like to get in on the action here, Mr. Biden made his one appearance today in front of the cameras and implored us to not let up. Don't let up. Don't let up. We might be risking more desks if we do. So obviously he wanted to say deaths, but this whole idea, you know, keep wearing the mask, keep getting the vaccines, but just keep wearing the mask and keep separated. Eve Fauci even over the weekend said, don't let your children play outside with other children without their masks on. Of course, we know that is ridiculous, that children are the ones who are most least affected, if at all, by this bug, and they have no transmission capability to speak of from them to adults. It's just dolts that take up and run with that sort of thing. But Fauci is a dolt himself, so nothing new there. But Mr. Biden didn't say anything about the real crisis that's going on in the country, and that is what's happening on the southern border there with Mexico. And the imagery and what we found out over the weekend, it's even worse than what we had seen before, and I mean ever before, and not just in the last few weeks, I mean ever. And we've never seen these kind of conditions there, and we've never had really a government like this that has encouraged such mass illegal migration into this country. Even Obama discouraged it, and you would think that he was a right-wing zealot compared to this crowd here. As a matter of fact, a lot of Obama's supporters kind of resent the fact. They never really brought it out, though, because, you know, he was the best they had. But they resented the fact that he actually deported more illegals than George W. Bush did. Surprise, surprise, huh? Well, we've come a long way, baby, since then, haven't we? And it is just an absolute travesty what's going on in the border. And just as we've told you here on the show before, former DHS Secretary Tom Holman, I think he was Border Patrol head, but Tom Holman went down there, and Chip Roy, who's a congressman from Texas, to take a look around. And they confirm what we've been saying, and that is that the border is under control. There is control of the border by the cartels. That's right. The drug cartels and the criminal syndicates control our border, both sides of it. They are in such control that they're in the business of renting out kids. They rent out a kid to a guy or a couple to get him into the country, and then they smuggle the kid back out of the country. Get this, they're smuggling people in and out of the United States. They're smuggling these kids back out of the country so they can turn around, rent them again, send them back in, and do the whole thing all over again. What a sweet deal, if you can get it, right? Well, they got it, thanks to Mr. Obama and to a much lesser extent, but also Mrs. Harris, who over the weekend issued clarification of her level of control of the border, what more and more people now are beginning to see as a true crisis. And she wanted to clarify, she's really just going to be in control of the diplomatic part. What diplomatic part? That was already done with Mexico and the other countries. Y'all spoiled it. And I guess she's going to go back and try to set it right now, huh? Get their cooperation again? Yeah, fat chance of that. But she is angry about something. She is angry about somebody's living conditions. But it's not the people on the border. And it's not you. It's not me. It's her own butt that she's mad about. Her living conditions. She's not satisfied that she's have to live in the Blair house. This is like temporary housing for now. And she's mad that she's got to live out of a suitcase. Oh, heaven forfend. And she can't cook what she wants to cook there. So she is upset about somebody's living conditions anyway. Maybe we'll get her on the phone later and ask her a couple of questions. But the situation on the southern border is becoming more and more obvious. And prior to the imagery that came out over the weekend, some poll numbers did come out. And they show that of all Americans, this is ABC Ipsos poll now. This is not, you know, this is not a poll that we would say has anything to do with conservatives running it. ABC Ipsos, 54% of all Americans say that there is a crisis at the border. 54%, there is a crisis at the border. Now, given the nature of this poll and who took it, you could probably add 5 or 7 points to that, but we'll take it as it is. 54% say that there is a crisis on the border, and 42% say it is a serious problem. So they're almost there. So that's 96% of the country doesn't like what they see at the border down there, which, as I said, why they're trying to blame it all on Trump. But that's only going to fly so far. And Saturday night on Judge Jeanine's show, Trump revealed that he has been invited to the border. No, not by Mrs. Harris. No, not by Mr. Biden. But yes, by local law enforcement, like the sheriff of Cochise County in Arizona and other sheriffs down there, as well as Border Patrol agents and Border Patrol managers. Because they're under siege. They're literally under siege. They cannot do their jobs. And as a matter of fact, as a testament to that, Biden has now issued another call for non-military civilian employees of the federal government to volunteer for up to 4 months, 120 days, down on the border to help out. To help out. Whatever that means. Right? It certainly doesn't mean to go out and track down illegals and arrest them and send them back across the border. No, it means to go down there and perhaps change diapers and hand out emergency blankets and help process the tens of thousands of children that we are now being told are here and on their way. So and he comes out today and tells us to pour it on. By the way, over the weekend, the current director of the CDC, she came out and said that she's worried because she's now seeing a turn upwards again in the positive rate of the bug. Well, let's see. We were going down for weeks and even months now. And then all of a sudden, they let a bunch of people in at the southern border. 10% we know, at least, are coming in with the bug of the ones who have been tested. And by the way, the government's not testing them. They're just turning them loose into our society, which means they're releasing the bug back into our society on purpose. And she's worried that the numbers are spiking again. So the moron comes out today and says, don't let up. Don't let up. We might lose more desks. Of course, we know he meant that there would be more deaths. But what they are telling also the people south of the border is don't let up, don't let up. Keep a coming, baby, because we're going to let you free into America, the home of the whatever. So, as once again, as all this is happening, though, the American public is watching, and they're not liking this. Now, this administration's only been there, let's see, January 20th to February 20th to March 20th, so about 2 1/3 months, all right? And already the nation is turning against them. Even moderate Democrats, according to Axios, and they're no conservative organization, moderate Democrats in both the House and the Senate are turning against Biden's tax proposals even before they come out. And by the way, later this week, we have been promised another huge spending plan with some tax proposals in it and some dramatic gun control measures that Mr. Biden's going to do all by himself. Yeah, who's the authoritarian? So, once again, they are pouring it on. The Democrats are pouring it on, and for a number of reasons. But in doing so, they are risk. It's a huge risk. We talked about this last night. The Democrats are playing, however you want to say it, with nitroglycerin. Now, if you're very, very careful and use it the right way, you can do a lot of stuff to help you. But if you make one mistake and it blows up in your face, that's the end of the game. And that's what the Democrats are playing with here, nitroglycerin. They've got a little bit of power, and they think that they can use it to move mountains with. And under the right normal circumstances, perhaps they could. But under these circumstances, with the nation so divided and tempers flaring everywhere, it's like using nitroglycerin running down a football field with people chasing you. So the Democrats are, as I said, taking huge risks. They are looking for huge payoffs, and I must admit they got one in the $1.9 trillion spending spree, the boondoggle. Harris herself admitted over the weekend that, no, you're right, no, this wasn't meant to help people. This was all about social spending policies. Social spending policies. In other words, policies meant to change the nature of America itself. And it'll go a long way to do that. Won't go all the way. But if they get a few more of those, it might. But here's Chuck Schumer today pushing the limit. He says now they want two more budget reconciliations. Now, they're supposed to only get two per legislative session. But he thinks that he can kind of divide things up and make two in one kind of thing. And he's relying on the Senate parliamentarian to go along with him. We'll see how firm she stands. She stood firm against the raising the minimum wage as part of the spending boondoggle spree. But we'll see. Once again, the pressure is on her. And by the way, the pressure on Joe Manchin is not only coming from Democrats and liberals and the media and the left here in the United States, it's also now coming from China. Joe Manchin's wife has been blacklisted by the Chinese, along with some other Americans who they consider to be hostile to their intentions. All I can say is maybe we should have a Trump Mrs. Manchin ticket in 2024, right? Right? Because we have to show a united front against the Chinese. They're going around telling the world that we're all done, we're all washed up, you can't count on America, look at them, they're a bunch of fools, they're chasing their tails and all this stuff, and they got racism all over the place, can't do anything about it, got a white cop on trial for murdering a black guy, which he didn't do, and all this stuff. And we provide them via our media plenty of work, plenty of material to work with, and they're out there working with it. So we need to find a united front against them. And I do believe the liberals, the left, Mr. Biden and Mrs. Harris are doing their part to help us. So I'll tell you what, we'll take a break, come back on the other side with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show with the host going solo. Ho, ho, ho!
Central Florida's conservative voice. AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Does it feel like your couch has its own source of gravity, but you're craving Tijuana Flats? You're in luck. Order delivery from TijuanaFlats.com and get all your Tex-Mex faves delivered right to your door. Order delivery today at TijuanaFlats.com.
Network sound and video makes memories last forever. There are so many reasons to convert your old media to digital. The advantages are endless. Digital is lighter, sturdier, and much more compact. And please consider this. Should you have to evacuate due to hurricane, flood, or fire, you couldn't pack all those heavy videotapes. You could, however, grab your entire album of DVDs and portable drives right off your bookshelf. Visit NetworkSoundAndVideo.com or call 407-834-8555.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Folks, are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Then you need to call Jim Shorkey. Just listen to what Jill had to say about her experience.
Highly recommend. I had an amazing experience with Jim. He was always quick to respond to all of my questions and gave great advice. Jim's market expertise and negotiating skills helped me get a great condo. I've purchased 5 homes in my lifetime, and Jim was the best of all the realtors I've worked with.
So when you are thinking of making that big decision, call Jim Shorkey, 321-750-4880. That's 321-750-4814. JimShorkeyRealtor.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Fairbanks to Colonial, then from Kirkman to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow around Osceola Parkway from Sand Lake to the Turnpike, from Colonial to Maitland and up around West 1st Street. Crash on Colonial at Tanner. Mills crash at Virginia. McGuire crash at Colonial. State Road 46 closed both ways between County Road 425 and State Road 415 due to that crash. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DeRica.
Boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles in silver on the border.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries here live, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. So, as I said, the situation on the border is dire. It's bound to get worse before it gets any better, because this administration doesn't want it to get better. They want this mass migration into this country. They've made it very clear in their statements that they're frustrated, if anything is real, they're frustrated that they haven't been able to facilitate the transition of the people into the country quick enough. And in terms of what Mr. Biden, as far as what he's been saying and sending these individuals back out almost as fast as they come in, no, that's not happening at all. Some are being sent back, but it's very, very few. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's nobody to send them back, nobody to send them out. They're all tied up babysitting, in essence, now, and receiving the new admissions. Because these people are smart enough now to know that when they come across the border, especially if they have a child with them, that they're going to be accepted. They're going to have at least a chance to come on in. They're not going to be turned around and sent back. So it's a tragic situation. More and more of the country is beginning to see it. And I do believe that this is just the beginning of the tragic situations that we're going to see as a result of this administration. Because they clearly are more focused on, as Harris put it, social spending policies than they are on doing their actual job. You see, when you study political science and you study the presidencies, everybody likes to try to categorize things. And one of the ways they categorize presidents is, are they caretakers or are they consequential? Caretakers are more interested in, like, making sure everything's running good, and keeping it that way. The consequential ones are the ones who want to come in and change everything up. And then there are the ones who are hybrids. All right, well, the clock is up. I'm up against the clock, so I'll take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. And I'll tell you what that ever-loving, ever-given was doing before they got stuck. You're not going to believe this. Or maybe you will.
Blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden and CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky are making impassioned pleas to Americans not to let their guard down in the fight against COVID-19. Walensky warned on Monday of a potential fourth surge of the virus and spoke of a recurring feeling of impending doom. Biden says the virus will get worse, not better, if we let our guard down now. He says that people are letting up on precautions, which is a very bad thing. Walensky spoke of hope, but added, right now, I'm scared. Stocks didn't manage to hold on to the meager gains they made on Wall Street Monday, putting the S&P 500 slightly below the record high it set late last week. The Dow was up by 98 points to 33,171, but the NASDAQ dropped 79, the S&P 500 lower by 3. More details at srnnews.com.
Answer traffic now.
Here's your latest Answer News update. Governor Ron DeSantis in Tallahassee today. Wuhan flu-related matters, signing a bill that provides liability protections for businesses. Also saying vaccine passports aren't going to be a thing in Florida, either from the state or from businesses. And reiterating that nobody's going to be forced to get the jab. Orange County continuing with that Vision 2050 project. Another virtual town hall meeting looking at the next 30 years of development. Tonight covering East Market area. Happens at 6. For more info, check online OCFL.net. Deadly crash in Osceola County. FHP says it was about a quarter to 8 this morning. Guy in an SUV heading southbound down Point Siena Parkway. Drifted over to the other side. Smashed head on into a pickup. Truck's driver only has minor injuries. Other guy died at the scene. One passenger taken to the hospital. I'm Dave DiRico. More headlines at TheAnswerOrlando.com.
It's back. It's fun. It's free. It's the All British Car Show, Saturday, April 10, 9 a.m. at a new location, Harry's Depot in beautiful downtown Sanford. There'll be Jags, Bentleys, MGs, all kinds of All British cars, and you can help judge them, as many as 200. It's great family fun, and with food vendors, a silent auction, and raffle, you can make a day of it. You're also invited to the pre-show party Friday, April 9, 5:30 at the Post Time Lounge in Castleberry.
Yeah, baby!
For more info or to register cars, go